Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Who wouldn't say amen to that? Who wouldn't say amen to a closer walk with Jesus? Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. We are looking at worship, worshiping, kissing Jesus, honoring the Savior, giving him his rightful due, giving him the praise, giving him the glory, the honor, the majesty, giving him the recognition, giving him worship, giving him his worth. That's what worship is, giving God his worth. Our scripture text comes from the Gospel according to Mark. We're going to be looking at two scripture verses, two today, one from the Gospel of Mark, one from the Gospel of Matthew. And there's the same account, just written by two different evangelists. So let's turn to Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7. We've been looking at worship. There's this true worship. There's this false worship. There's the worship of God, and then there's the worship of everything else. The worship, the true worship of God, brings eternal salvation. The worship of anything else brings eternal damnation. So Mark chapter 7, verses 24 through 30, this is the shorter account of the two. Mark 7. Verses 24 through 30, thus beginneth the reading of God's holy word.
And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into an house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her,
Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs.
And she answered and said unto him,
Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs.
And he said unto her,
For this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter.
And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed.
Let us pray, dear saints of God. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. We praise your name. We ask you, Lord, to instruct us, to teach us, to bring us closer and closer to greater truth. We are truth seekers. We are disciples of Christ. We are being led by your Holy Spirit, who leads and guides to all truth. Bring us to the truth, O God. The truth is so helpful. The truth answers all answers. The truth is Jesus Christ. Bless us, Lord. We pray in his wonderful name. Amen and amen. Today's lesson is a desperate woman worships Jesus. A desperate woman worships Jesus. From a quick analysis of Mark 7, verses 24 through 30, we know that the woman is a Gentile. A Gentile is a person who, at the time of the episode, at the time of this encounter that she had with Jesus, a Gentile is a person who is not in covenant with God. God is not covenantally obligated to hear or answer even their prayers. The woman, we're told here, it says that the woman was a Greek and Syrophoenician by nation. And yet she approaches the Lord because she's in dire straits. She has a young daughter, seems to be an only child, who is demon-possessed, possessed by what Mark says, an unclean or foul spirit, a fallen angel, a foul, nasty fallen angel. And so she beseeches Jesus. She seeks Jesus out. This Gentile woman comes to this Jewish Messiah seeking deliverance for her daughter. And if you notice verse 27, Jesus says to her, let the children first be filled. For it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. So Jesus here makes a distinction between children and dogs, between children and family pets. If you had to feed one first, or if you had to feed one, if you can only feed one in your household, if you had a decision to make, a tough decision to make, if I had the tough decision, if I was told you can feed either your daughter Rachel or you have to feed your dog Benji, you can only feed one. Rachel is flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone. So I would feed my daughter. She's my child. She proceeded from me. Sorry, Benji. If Rachel drops something from the table and it falls to the floor and it's considered a crumb, you get the crumbs. But you're not getting Rachel's meal. You're not getting Rachel's food. You're not getting Rachel's nourishment. And so this is what Jesus says. He says, I'm in covenant with the Jewish people. I'm not in covenant with Gentile dogs. I've been sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I have not been sent to the lost dogs among the Gentile nations. Remember, sheep and dogs, two different things. Children and dogs, two different things. Jesus says it's not meat, or another word for meat, M-E-E-T. It's an old King James 1611 word. A substitute word for meat is legal. It's not legal to take. Why isn't it legal? Well, because you're under covenant. If you have car insurance with Progressive and you get into an accident, Progressive will come and take care of your vehicle. They're obligated since you're making the payments on the car insurance. Progressive is obligated under covenant to fix your car if you have that full coverage. Well, if someone is not in covenant with Progressive and they crash their car, Progressive is under no obligation, is under no legal obligation to fix that person's car. So Jesus says, I'm not under obligation to you. You're not a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob, with whom God made the covenants. So Jesus says, I can't help you. But she persists. Now here in verse 28, it says, and she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs, or of the food droppings, you know, little children when they're sitting in their high chair and they take something off their plate and they're going to put it to their mouth and it never makes the mouth. A lot of times it hits the floor. Well, that's the picture here. The picture is the dog sitting under the table waiting for little juicy morsels to drop from the hands of this little child. And that's how the dog gets to eat. Not because the master puts a plate of food underneath the table for the dog, but because he is being nourished from the crumbs or from the droppings out of the hands of the little children sitting around the table. So notice she says, yes, Lord, I know I don't have a right. I don't have a claim to this miracle. I don't have a right to demand from you that you heal my daughter. I understand that. Yet, God is merciful in that things fall from the table to the floor. And if I can just get one of those crumbs, my daughter will be healed. And so Jesus, amazed at her faith, says, go in peace, your daughter shall be healed. Now, this is the short account, so let's go to the larger account, and that's Matthew 15, verses 21 through 28, because there we shall find the key word that we're looking for, the key word. Matthew 15, starting at verse 21, thus beginneth the reading of God's holy word.
Then Jesus went thence, and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts, and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. They wash not their hands.
And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. But I want you to look at verse number 24. She's crying after Jesus in verse 23. The disciples are saying, get rid of her. She's making a racket. She's making a lot of noise. Look at the little picture there. There's Jesus going into the entranceway of a house. And there is a woman, and she's on her knees, and she's making all this racket. So let's go back to the text. Verse 22, and behold, a woman of Canaan, a Greek Syrophoenician, came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. He ignored her. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. She got louder and louder. Jesus keeps walking. He's ignoring her. He's not paying her any mind. And she's just getting noisier and noisier. And the disciples are saying, listen, we're embarrassed. She's making a scene, Jesus. Get rid of her, Jesus. This is too much for us. This is embarrassing. So Jesus turns around and he says this, verse 24, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I'm not obligated to help you. Again, you're a Greek. You're a Canaanite. You're a Syrophoenician. And someday I'll do a whole series on this episode. I might do 2 weeks of manna on this episode comparing the two, the Matthew and Mark account, and doing away with the supposed discrepancies that there might be here, because there are no discrepancies. It all lines up beautifully. So Jesus says, listen, I'm sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now look at verse 25. She's desperate. She knows she's in trouble. Jesus has politely turned around and told her why he can't help her. But notice what she does in verse 25. It's like she shifts gear. She goes to another level. And then it says, then she came and did what? And worshiped him. She dropped to her knees and began to acknowledge his lordship, his divinity. She began to worship him the way you worship God. She is transferring. If she's Canaanitish, if she's Syrophoenician, if she's a Greek by education, if she's Syrophoenician by nationality and Canaanite by ethnicity, if that's what she is, she's a whole mess of idolatry. But now she turns to Jesus in desperation, and she begins to worship him. She's kissing him religiously. She's kissing him spiritually. And then it says, then she came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, she acknowledges his lordship, help me. Help me. I need your help. Verse 26, but he answered, it is not legal to take the children's bread. It's not, listen, if the government found out that you're feeding your dogs and not feeding your children, they would lock you up. Your first obligation is to your children, not to your pets. It's inhumane. You know how people say, well, they're being inhumane to these little animals. Well, it's inhumane to not feed your children. Your first obligation, the first law of nature is you feed your own. Jesus says, listen, I must follow the law. It's not legal for me to take the children's food and cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord. In other words, she says, I acknowledge my relationship to you. I'm not insulted by you calling me a dog. I acknowledge it. I am a sinner. Truth, Lord. Everything you said is truth. Everything you said is on the money. Everything you've said is right. Up to this moment, I was a dog. Up to this moment, I worshiped and gave homage, and I bowed and gave obeisance to other things. But now you're Lord, truth Lord. But even in mercy, dogs like me, people who are far off from the covenants like me, every now and then a crumb falls from the high table. Because, you know, the table is up and the floor is low. So she says, even from spiritual heights, crumbs fall down. And people on the lower levels get the crumbs that fall from the master's table. You're the master. You're the boss. You're the sovereign God. Look at verse 28. Then Jesus answered and said, "Oh, woman! You thought she was loud. He got loud. Oh, woman, great is thy faith. Boy, you got it. You got the salvation thing. You understood it. Oh, woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto you even as you so desire." And her daughter was made whole from that very moment. Jesus delivered her daughter. So here is a desperate woman, and she worships Jesus. Now, if you read the little bullet point there underneath the picture, worship or proskuneo is to kiss. Kiss like a dog when he licks his master's hand. You got it? Jesus called her a dog. Now, she didn't retaliate by biting him. No. Jesus told her the truth. What did she do? When Jesus told her, "You're a dog." Spiritually speaking, you know, some people are goats. Some people are wolves. Some people are vipers. Some people are dogs. Just read your Bible. You know, God refers to some people as vipers. You, John the Baptist said, "Oh, you generation of vipers." Some people, Jesus said to them, "You're wolves, you're ravening wolves." To other people, Jesus said, "You're goats, you're malcontents, you're ingrates, you're troublemakers." And to others, Jesus said, "You're dogs." You have dogs, goats, vipers, wolves. These are the names God has for the unsaved. Now, some unsaved people get insulted when you bring that up to them. This is how God views you. Others say, you know, that's spot on. I agree. You know, you try preaching. You try preaching in a pulpit and you try telling people that they're sinners. A lot of people get mad when you say, you know, you're all sinners. "Oh, not me. I'm not a sinner. I'm a good person. I help out with coat drives. And I feed the poor on Thanksgiving. And, you know, I give to this cause and I give to that cause. And I'm very involved in my community and I'm an upright and respectable person." Jesus says, "No. All have sinned. All have fallen short of the glory of God." In other words, all are dogs. All are dogs. The only way you can go from dog to sheep is through the new birth. And this woman got it. She knew she wasn't a child. She knew she was a dog, spiritually speaking. She understood the language. And she says, "I agree with you. You're right." Because who can fight God? When God calls you a sinner, you know, when God says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, who's going to argue with God and say, "Not me"? If you say "not me," that makes you a sinner again. You just sinned because you contradicted God. So when people are confronted with the truth and Jesus calls them a dog, and they say amen, you know what they do? they submit to Jesus. They submit to his lordship because those are his words. And the woman left there, she left spiritually healed. She left born again. She left regenerated. And her daughter was delivered from the demon. She came for one miracle. She came seeking deliverance for her daughter, and she left with transformation for herself. The Syrophoenician woman who worshipped Jesus. You see, kiss the Son, lest the Father be angry. A lot of people don't like the Son. This is why they crucified him. A lot of people don't like preachers. They don't like me. If you're made out of the same mold or cast that Jesus is as a preacher, people aren't going to like you because you must preach truth. You must preach God's truth, not your truth, not your version of the truth, not the seminary's version of the truth, not the denominational version of the truth, not the church's version of the truth, God's truth. And this is what God says about people. In an unsaved state, they're dogs. Yet they come, when they're in trouble, they come looking for stuff from Jesus. And Jesus says, no. The stuff that I have, the goods that I have, the healing that I have, the miracles that I have, the deliverances that I have are for my children. Those who are under covenant with me. But the woman knew that if Jesus called her a dog, all she had to do was go to Jesus and lick his hand. You know, sometimes I'm eating something at my desk and here comes Benji and he's looking at me. And he's looking at me and I'm just eating. And when I get down almost to my next to last bite, he'll look at me so serious and I'll extend my hand. I'll just put my hand a little closer to him and he comes over and he licks it. And I say, good boy, now you get this last bite. And listen, he does it all the time. He watches me eat, and then he knows I'm down to my last bite. He'll come over. He knows it's the last bite. He knows if he wants something, he better do something. And he comes over, and he looks at me with those beautiful eyes that he has. He's got beautiful eyes. And then he takes out his little tongue, and he licks my hand. And that just melts me. And I say, here it is. He understands the master-dog relationship. Now, if Benji bites me, he won't get the last bite. What he'll get is a swift kick in the pants. Because I'm the master. You don't bite the hand that feeds you. You lick it. And that's what the word proskuneo is. You worship the Lord. Don't backtalk to the Lord. Don't get angry with the Lord when things don't come your way or when they don't come as fast enough. Just keep worshiping him. He's the master. Things will fall out of heaven for you like crumbs that come down from heaven. The more you worship, the more he drops stuff from heaven. He's God. We're his children. We're fed from our Father's table, and even the ungodly get blessings from the table of God if they worship. We'll leave it there. We'll come back tomorrow and finish up this series. Let me leave you with one classic song. It's coming up. Here it is, and the title of the song is, I Want to Be Ready. Are you ready?
John said the city was just four square.
Walking Jerusalem just like John.
And he declared he'd meet me there.
Walking Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready.
Oh, John, oh, John, What do you say?
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
That I'll be there at the coming day.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
When Peter was preaching at Pentecost,
walk in Jerusalem just like John.
He was endowed with the Holy Ghost.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
If you should get there before I do,
walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Tell all my friends I'm coming too.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
I want to be ready.
I want to be ready.
I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem.
Walk in Jerusalem.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
I want to be ready.
I want to be ready.
I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem.
Walk in Jerusalem.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
I want to be ready. I want to be ready.
I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.